First of all, Blake, on behalf of the Sudbury Food Bank and from people who are really going to need help over the coming weeks, thank you so much for your $10,000 donation. Can you tell us why you decided to do this?
A couple of things. My dad had been the president of the inner city home for many years, so unfortunately, firsthand, I got to experience growing up kind of what goes on and what the demand is on the community. And obviously, in these times, we know there's some challenges, especially with the less fortunate. My partner Brian had been speaking to Dan Excellent from the food bank last week about trying to do something on the other end of this, whenever that is, to help out and maybe participate in a food drive. And then on Wednesday morning, we saw that Dan had put out a release through the media that times were tough and they needed some cash for cans donations. And Brian and I spoke about it shortly after we got to work and decided now was the time. It certainly seemed like it was the right time, and there's more need right now.
Yeah, the traditional food drives that the food bank was expecting this spring, the ones that we always have, are obviously not going. So the Cash for Cans campaign is what we're relying on. And I don't know if you know, but as of yesterday afternoon, after just 4 days, $51,000. Blake, that's awesome.
No, absolutely. It's great news. It's good to see that people in the community are helping each other out. And we're glad that we were able to be a part of that.
You know, we can do what you can do, whether it's donate time or money or whatever you can do to support someone, especially at these unprecedented times.
Right.
You are working from home as well?
We've reduced our hours down to a 4-day work week, and today I'll be working from home. We're closed until Monday, but very proud of the staff and the people in the community. Obviously, we're operating with social distance and trying to do our part to be a socially responsible partner in the community and take care of our staff and customers. And today I'm working from home, but I'll be back in on Monday.
Well, that's one thing that I want to touch on, just kind of what Doyle Dodge is doing during these times. So, like, what's open with you guys? What's closed?
Well, our service department, we are considered an essential service, and I've had a few people ask exactly how that works. And, you know, we do have the City of Sudbury contract, and we take care of a lot of the police cars and some of the emergency fleets. So it's important that we're open to keep all of those people in operation. And, of course, you know, we probably aren't considered essential until your car breaks down and you get to the grocery store to get supplies, that type of thing.
Oh, you're essential to us. Don't act like you're not.
Yeah, not so sure how essential sales are right now, but the rest of it, we're here for our customers and the community, and obviously also trying to make sure that we keep our staff safe, and they've been fantastic. We're very proud of them.
Blake, thank you so much on behalf of everyone in the city. Doyle Dodge Chrysler Jeep, doing what you can in these tough times, and we really appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us this morning. It's Feel Good Friday, so
yeah.
Happy Feel Good Friday.
Well, thanks for calling. Brian and I are very proud of the staff and the community that have been able to get through this, and hopefully we keep going, and our donation can help some people that are less fortunate get some food in these tough times.
Stay safe, brother.
Thanks, Blake.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.